91X News.
It's minus 7 degrees and mostly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. Police have identified the woman who died after being hit on Bridge Street East at Front Street North in Campbellford yesterday. 56-year-old Lisa Ann Bredin from Hastings was rushed to hospital by ambulance where she was pronounced dead. OPP technical traffic collision investigators and reconstructionists are at the scene now helping with the investigation. The OPP are continuing to investigate the cause of the crash. Quinte Sports and Wellness Center will be hosting an affordable dental clinic this afternoon. Adults and seniors with low income can go to the center from 2 to 4 this afternoon and get a checkup. Two men were taken to hospital following a stabbing at downtown Toronto's subway station. When police arrived at the College Station yesterday after receiving reports of blood on the platform, they say they found a badly injured man who was unconscious and experiencing seizures. Police say he was stabbed in the face, but the injuries were not life-threatening. Transit authorities apprehended the suspect, who is also in hospital and in police custody. Parts of a lawsuit brought by a Toronto woman against disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein and his former assistant are being challenged by the assistant's lawyers. A Toronto actress alleges she was sexually assaulted by Weinstein nearly two decades ago. The actress, who cannot be named, alleges that Weinstein's assistant set up a meeting between her and Weinstein, despite having some degrees of knowledge that it might lead to a sexual assault. A lawyer for the assistant argues that his client alleged acts are subject to a statute of limitations, which has expired. The actress's lawsuit against Weinstein, Miramax, and Disney will continue regardless of the outcome of the challenge. Justin Trudeau met with the family of Colton Bushy in the angry aftermath of a not guilty verdict in the First Nation man's shooting death. A spokesman for the Prime Minister says that Trudeau is looking forward to listening to the family and his heart goes out to Bushy's community. On Friday, a jury acquitted Saskatchewan farmer Gerald Stanley of second-degree murder after he shot and killed Bushy, a 22-year-old member of the Red Pheasant First Nation, in 2016. Trudeau spoke about reconciliation and the courts yesterday.
When Indigenous adults make up 3% of our population, but 26% of our incarcerated population, there is a problem. When Indigenous Canadians are significantly underrepresented on juries and in jury selection pools, we have a problem. We have much we need to do together to fix this system in the spirit of reconciliation.
Bushy's relatives are also expected to meet Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould and Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale today. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging the Senate to move quickly on an immigration bill. Sagar Magani has more.
The Senate has started a rare open-ended debate on immigration, but both its GOP and Democratic leaders say reaching a deal will be tough. Republican Chief Mitch McConnell supports President Trump's proposal, but it's a non-starter with Democrats and stands no chance of getting the necessary 60 votes. Still, the president is pushing his plan, which he says would protect young immigrants in the country illegally, while also curbing legal immigration and getting money for a southern border wall. He tweets, "This will be our last chance. There will never be another opportunity." Sagar Magani at the White House.
After two government shutdowns, Trump's border wall continues to be a sticking point for him in negotiations with the Democrats. The deputy mayor in the New Jersey town where former Governor Chris Christie lives has resigned after comparing immigrants to rabid raccoons on Facebook. The Daily Record reports Republican Rick Blood, who resigned as deputy mayor of the Medham Township late Monday evening, previously apologized for the comment and said that he cut it and pasted it from a friend before deleting it on Sunday. The post referred to immigrants as rabid, messy, mean raccoons and praised Trump. Blood said he did not intend to resign from his appointed position, but was met with fierce opposition at Monday night's meeting. He apologized again, saying his bonehead decision to post the rant had put the committee in a difficult position. Those around London City Airport can now breathe easy as it has now been reopened after a Second World War era bomb was removed. Charles Delesmond reports.
London City Airport is getting back to schedule after experts removed the unexploded World War II munition from close by. Flights in and out of the airport had been cancelled on Monday after the £1,100 bomb had been detected. Police had had to empty an area within 700 feet of the bomb, including several residential streets, as experts worked to remove the device. City, the smallest of London's international airports, is located in Docklands, an area that was heavily bombed by Nazi Germany during World War II. Charles Delesma, London.
The bomb would have been resting there for around 8 decades. North Korea's state-owned news agency reports Kim Jong-un wants to continue a reconciliatory mood with the South. In his first remarks since the high-level guests returned to the North, Kim has reportedly expressed satisfaction with North Korean delegation's visit to the South. Tom Rivers has more.
State television in Pyongyang expressed the sentiments of Kim Jong-un. The remarks came out of a meeting he held with a high-level delegation that had returned home after attending the opening ceremony of the Winter Games. Kim reportedly was impressed by the South Korean government's efforts in hosting his team.
North Korea has sent its nominal head of state and Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, with the Olympic delegation. She extended an invitation to South Korean President Moon Jae-in to visit Pyongyang for a summit in the near future. That's QNET News on 91X to 1208. Sports is next.
When it rains at night, do you lie awake worrying about your basement? A flooded basement can be a financial disaster, but we can protect you. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. Overland Flood is a new coverage available to homeowners. Whether water comes in through your basement windows, the floor, or the walls, we will build the right coverage for your home. Learn about Overland Flood coverage at Mackey Insurance, 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
The Coburg Cougars beat the Trenton Golden Hawks 5-4 last night at the Coburg Community Center. Yesterday, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3. Longtime Toronto Blue Jays radio broadcaster Jerry Howarth will not return to the booth in 2018. Howarth announced his retirement Tuesday after 36 years of calling Blue Jays games. The 71-year-old said he made the decision due to health issues that have affected his voice in recent years. There is no immediate word on who Howarth's successor would be. He joined the Blue Jays in 1981 and has called Toronto home ever since, eventually becoming a Canadian citizen. Howarth called Toronto's back-to-back World Series victories in 1992 and 1993 with Tom Cheek, who died in 2005 from brain cancer. Howarth worked the Sportsnet 590 and the fan booth last season with Joe Siddall and Mike Wilner. Mike McDonald has an update from the 2018 Winter Olympics.
From the Canadian Press Sports Desk, here's your Winter Games update. Alex Goff captured Canada's first ever medal in women's luge. The Calgary native won the bronze medal in the women's singles race at the Pyeongchang Winter Games. Competing at her fourth Olympics, Goff finished with a combined four-run time of 3 minutes 5.64 seconds. Canada has taken the first gold medal in Olympic mixed doubles curling. Caitlin Laws and John Morris captured Canada's third gold at the Pyeongchang Games and second of their careers. Laws was third for the Jennifer Jones team that won women's team gold in 2014. Morris was vice for Kevin Martin when they took the men's team title in 2010. Short track speed skater Kim Boutin of Sherbrooke, Quebec captured the bronze medal in the women's 500 meters. Boutin had finished fourth, but a disqualification of South Korea's Min Jong Choi bumped her up to third place. In the quarterfinals, Marianne Saint-Gelais, competing in her final games, was disqualified after making contact with another competitor. From the Canadian Press, I'm Mike McDonald.
There was a scary moment at the women's luge event today with an American racer suddenly lost control. Alex Stone has more.
It was a tense couple of moments here in Pyeongchang. American Emily Sweeney on her final run, speeding down the track when her sled went into a NASCAR-style spin-out, into a curve, and then she was up on the walls. She was seen off her sled being tended to by medics. The sliding center went silent. It was very tense. In the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, a loser was killed. But after a few moments, Sweeney got up and slowly walked away. Alex Stone, ABC News, Pyeongchang.
Canada is currently ranked third overall with 10 medals in the games. And as sports, send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the weather. For the forecast in Belleville, today will be mainly sunny, becoming cloudy in the late afternoon with a high of minus 5. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a low of minus 6. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and clouds and a high of plus 2. At 12:12, it's minus 7 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News on 91X next at 1.